Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Rotary Auction Chair, Joel Williams, joining us now. So thank you very much, Joel, for being on.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, Joel, as people should know, we're coming up to the final days here before your annual dinner and auction event, in which, boy, you guys do a fantastic job of running that, and everybody plays their small part, and it takes a lot of you Rotarians to put this whole thing on. So just kind of walk us through that whole process first about how you pull this thing off.
Absolutely. It's a big team that we put together. There's about 60 Rotarians. We have six captains that we've named, and they each have 10 members underneath them. And we all do our part in trying to solicit donations from the community. And the community's been fantastic towards us. They've always given us such great items to be donated, or they've given us cash, which is also very helpful. Of course, the whole reason we do this is so we can just give back to charities within the community. And the majority of money does go right back here to the Jefferson community. And what doesn't actually goes to help eradicate polio through Rotary International.
Let's talk about some of those donations going back to the local community. Obviously, this is the big 20th year that you're having your dinner and auction, but last year you made huge strides in getting a lot of money back to the community.
We had a very successful year, and we raised over $45,000, and approximately $42,000 went right back here into the community to various local charities right here in Jefferson.
Tell us first of all, Joel, about when your event's going to be held.
So our event will be Friday, November 9th at the Wild Rose Casino, the Green Room, I think they call it. It's a fabulous setting for us. It's a big, wide-open room. We expect to have about 225 people. We've already sold a number of tables and seats, but there's a little room if you have time. You'd want to go to www.jeffersonrotary.org and register for the event, get your tickets. Tickets are $50 a person. You get a prime rib buffet meal. There's mini cheesecakes for dessert. And then on every table, there'll be three bottles of wine that have been donated by the Muma family.
And it also gets you, I think, an entry into some of the games, too, as well.
That's right. We're having a new thing this year, heads or tails. We've done heads or tails many times, but we thought this year every person who buys a ticket should get a free entry. And it's a simple game of auctioneer flips a coin. If it's heads and you get it correct, you stay in, and the winner will get $100. So it should be exciting. We then have another round of that for $500 cash prize. Those cost $20 to get into that game.
Tell us about some of the other little side games that you're going to have before the big overall auction.
Sure. So we're very lucky. We get a lot of gift certificates donated to us. Last year, we had a punch-out board that the casino let us use. This year, we're going to have Plinko as a game, and basically you give $20 and you're guaranteed to win $20 or more in gift certificates back. So it should be a fun, entertaining game to play. We also have our cash raffle tickets. Throughout the night, we will have 10 drawings for $250. So the Rotarians have been selling those tickets throughout the community. They're $5 a piece. Approximately, we give away half back into the crowd. Of course, we want them to spend their money that night, so that certainly helps. We also have a hog raffle that we do, where you can, I think it's one ticket for $5, three for $10, and you can win half a hog, and we pay for the processing and the hog. So that's another good item. And then it's just a great event, a lot of fun and festivity, getting together with Rotarians and others in the community with the sole purpose to give back to charity. We thoroughly enjoy it, and it's our biggest event of the year.
There's somebody that hasn't been to a Rotary auction before. I mean, the stuff that you just described, Joel, makes anybody seem like, well, yeah, I could get along with this. Just go and just play the games. But the main part of it is the auction, which in and of itself has a lot of great prizes.
That's right. That's right. There's probably 50 to 60, maybe even 70 silent auction items where you just go around and there'll be a sheet. You have put your number on there for incremental bids. And then we have about 40 to 50 live auction items and some very big ticket items such as an African photo safari trip, a week in Maui condo that's been donated, a Bahamas all-inclusive trip minus the airfare, and a bunch of Civic Center tickets, tickets to Aladdin, tickets to Hello Dolly. We have Barnstormer tickets, Kansas City Royal tickets, all sorts of other nice fun trips, events, things that it's fun to bid on and come to spend some money.
Now, you were talking about having raised $45,000 last year. This year, you set that bar just a smidge higher for your 20th anniversary.
That's right. You know, Rotary has been very lucky that we've grown almost every year that we've done our charity. This is our 20th annual. So we've set the ambition a little bit high. We'd like to raise $50,000. And of course, we just want to be able to give more money back. During our auction grant committee meetings, we had over 100,000 in request for the 40,000 that we were giving away, about 130,000 in request. And we'd love to be able to grant all of those applications. We simply can't. But we think we can grow it a little bit more each year and continue to give more money away.
Now, Joel, can you explain to our listeners, you know, what's your favorite part about that night? What's your favorite part about why you continue to be involved with this event?
Absolutely. Well, my favorite part is excuse to go out with the wife and get dressed up. Usually I'm stuck at home with the kids, but it's a fun evening where you get to socialize with a lot of different people that you might not normally see or might not normally spend an evening with. And then the excitement of the auction, David Whitaker's our auctioneer. He does an extremely good job of getting the crowd fired up and making you interested in that item that he's selling. And then the games are always a good time. You know, I was lucky to win $250 last year and hoping to win this year. Of course, I like to spend it again as well.
Awesome. And now, as we wrap up this program, just remind us again the pertinent information. When is it going to be happening? Where is it at? What time should people arrive?
Sure. November 9th is a Friday at the Wild Rose Casino. I think the social hour begins at 5:30. I think dinner is 6:30, and tickets are $50. You can purchase them on www.jeffersonrotary.org, or just talk to any Rotarian you might know, and we can get you those tickets and registered for the event. And then the night of, there'll be all sorts of silent live auction items to purchase, or if you want to get into some of the games of chance, you can do that as well.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Payton, here with our Jefferson Rotary Auction Chair, Joel Williams, talking about their annual Rotary Auction coming up on Friday. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.